It will cost between $190 and $300 million to protect the Trans-Canada Highway and CN Rail line between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick from sea level rise, according to a government-funded study released on Friday. New Brunswick's Transportation Minister Jill Green started off a news conference explaining why the project is needed.
Rising sea levels are posing a significant threat to the isthmus, and the area is at risk of major flooding. The area is currently protected by a network of dikes and abattoirs originally installed in the late 1600s to protect the agricultural lands in the isthmus. Without the current protection, the network of dikes and abattoirs, much of the isthmus would be inundated by today's sea levels. However, the current height of the dikes is no longer sufficient due to the effects of climate change.
Green and her Nova Scotia counterpart, Kim Masland, presented three options to protect the Chignecto Isthmus Trade Corridor. The two cheapest options, estimated at $190 and $200 million, involve fortifying or rebuilding some of the current dike system to 10.6 meters elevation, and then constructing a water control system across the mouth of the Tantramar River as it enters the Bay of Fundy. The new control structure would stretch from the West Cock Marsh across the mouth of the river to the Fort Beausejour side. A much more expensive third option, estimated at about $300 million, would see a longer set of existing dikes topped up and fortified. Those dikes surround the West Cock Marsh and continue along Carter's Brook up to the intersection of the 106 and 935, and then return back to the Tantramar River. Other options were considered, but scored much lower in the study's analysis. Those included raising the CN rail line to 10.6 meters and using it to protect the rest of the isthmus, building a bridge to carry the highway and rail line over 10.6 meters, and raising one or both lanes of the highway to 10.6 meters. The entire project comes with a 10-year timeline, 5 years in preparation for construction and 5 years in actual construction. Here's Minister Jill Green.
The next step is to begin looking at what environmental, archaeological, geotechnical assessments need to be done and begins the more detailed engineering. We may learn things as we go farther into this project that will dictate which solution we select. It very well could be a hybrid of the options when we get a little further into the detailed engineering for the project.
Financing would also need to come together before construction can begin. Green could not say how the funding would be split. The study to determine the options cost $700,000 and was split between the federal and two provincial governments, with the federal government paying 50% and each province covering 25%.
I would love it if it was 100% federal, but we will have to negotiate that, of course. And you know, our federal counterparts, they know this project is important. They know how much important it is for climate change. And, you know, they are working to find the right funding avenue to assist both of us. So I wouldn't want to presuppose what may happen with our negotiations down the road.
Several reporters asked Masland and Green about the long timeline for the project and what it meant in terms of the urgency on the part of the government.
I know we're committed to moving forward with this project, and so is Nova Scotia, and we're going to work away at it as fast as we can. The reality is, though, there are things that we can't change, and part of that is the assessment process. It takes a significant amount of time, and we have to follow the process as is required, and construction takes a long time. This is a massive project. This is not going to happen overnight. And, you know, in a project like this, it involves a lot of material being moved around. And, you know, sometimes we need to build the project, get the dikes in place, and then come back again and raise them higher because there's settling and whatnot associated with it, too. So there's just certain realities associated with a project like that, that you can't make it go any faster.
CHMA reached out to local political representatives to get their initial reactions to the report. Memram Cook Tantramar MLA Megan Mitten has been calling for the release of the report, which has been in provincial and federal hands now for about a year. She says she's glad it's finally public.
I do have some, concerns about the fact that we're really looking at a long timeline before anything is really in place. And so we're talking about them starting the project in 5 years and completing it in maybe 10, and that I think is if everything goes to plan. So I'm really thinking about what does the Higgs the government need to do? I'd say in the short term, invest in emergency preparedness to respond in case the dikes breach in the meantime, which could happen any year. And then the other thing is to make sure that the Higgs government, the Nova Scotia government, and the federal government all commit to funding the best possible solution immediately so that things can move as quickly as possible. We don't have time to drag our heels on this. The Chignecto Isthmus is one of the most vulnerable places in North America when it comes to the climate crisis.
Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud says the release of the options is good news for the area and echoes Mitten's concern for the short-term preparedness in the emergency management organizations from both sides of the isthmus until the 10-year project is complete.
It's a major project, and the preliminary work that has to happen around it is incredible. And to see it, we'd like to see it happen sooner than later. And I think maybe that this type of announcement's been made and we know that there's a commitment to it. The next steps probably would be to ensure if something happens, and if something happens weather related or a breach of the dike, that the EMO departments on either side of the isthmus are prepared to deal with that type of thing in order to help us get through it while this project unfolds.
That's Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud.